Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 2, Text Number 2. The Symptoms of Kali Yuga. Vitameva kalo nrinam. Janmachara gunodaya. Dharma nyaya vyavastayam. Karnam balam eva hi. Vitam eva kalo nrinam. Janmachara gunodaya. Dharma nyaya vyavastayam. Karnam balam eva hi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. In Kali Yuga, wealth alone will be considered the sign of a man's good birth, proper behavior and fine qualities, and law and justice will be applied only on the basis of one's power. Sound familiar? Please repeat. In Kali Yuga, wealth alone will be considered the sign of a man's good birth, proper behavior and fine qualities, and law and justice will be applied only on the basis of one's power. Purport. In the age of Kali, a man is considered high class, middle class, or low class merely according to his financial status, regardless of his knowledge, culture, and behavior. In this age, there are many great industrial and commercial cities with luxurious neighborhoods reserved for the wealthy. On beautiful tree-lined roads within apparently aristocratic homes, it is not unusual to find many perverted, dishonest, and sinful activities taking place. According to Vedic criteria, a man is considered high class, his behavior is enlightened, and his behavior is considered enlightened if his activities are dedicated to promoting the happiness of all creatures. Every living being is originally happy because in all living bodies there is an eternal spirit spark that partakes of the divine consciousness, conscious nature of God. When our original spiritual awareness is revived, we become naturally blissful and satisfied in knowledge and peace. Enlightened or educated man should endeavor to revise his own spiritual understanding, and he should help others experience the same sublime consciousness. The great Western philosopher Socrates stated that if a man is enlightened, he'll automatically act virtuously. Srila Prabhupada confirmed this fact. But in Kali Yuga, this obvious truth is disregarded, and the search for knowledge and virtue has been replaced by a vicious, animalistic competition for money. Those who prevail become the top dogs of modern society, and their consumer power grants them a reputation as most respectable, aristocratic, and well-educated. This verse also states that in the age of Kali, brute strength, balam eva, will determine law and justice. We should keep in mind that in the progressive Vedic culture, there was no artificial dichotomy between the spiritual and the public realm. All civilized people took it for granted that God is everywhere, that his laws are binding upon all creatures. The Sanskrit word dharma therefore indicates one's social or public obligation as well as one's religious duty. Thus, responsibility caring for one's family is dharma, and engaging in the loving service of God is also dharma. This verse indicates, however, then the age of Kali, the principle of might makes right, will hold sway. In the first chapter of this canto, we observed how this principle infiltrated India's past. Similarly, as the Western world achieved political, economic, and technological hegemony over Asian lands, bogus propaganda was disseminated to the effect that India, and in general all non-Western religion, theology, and philosophy are somewhat primitive or somehow primitive and unscientific. Mere mythology and superstition. Fortunately, this arrogant, irrational view is now dissipating. People all over the world are beginning to appreciate the staggering wealth of spiritual philosophy and science available in the Sanskrit literature of India. In other words, many intelligent people no longer consider traditional Western religion or empiric science, which has virtually superseded religion as the official Western dogma, necessarily authoritative merely because the West has politically and economically subdued other geographic and ethnic configurations of humanity. Thus, there is now hope that spiritual issues can be contested and resolved on a philosophical level, not merely by a crude test of arms. Next, this verse points out that the rule of law will be applied unequally to the powerful and the powerless. Already in many nations, justice is available only to those who can pay and fight for it. In a civilized state, every man, woman, and child must have equal and rapid access to a fair system of laws. In modern times, we sometimes refer to this as human rights. Certainly, human rights are one of the more obvious casualties of the age of Kali. Vitam eva kalo nrinam janma kshara kunodaya dharma nyaya vavastayam karnam balam evahi. In Kali Yuga, wealth alone will be considered the sign of a man's good birth, proper behavior, and fine qualities. And law and justice will be applied only on the basis of one's power. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutta Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shnivadi Paskatyade Satarane. In one sense, we can talk about the horrors of Kali Yuga, but on the other side, Kali Yuga is actually considered the most auspicious of all the ages, in the sense that only in Kali Yuga can one, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, go back to the spiritual world. And on the other side, all the horrors of Kali Yuga, they're all coming about because of people's sinful activities. In other words, if one commits sinful activities, then one will have to suffer in, either in this lifetime or in the next lifetime. So that suffering is good. Because it's only by suffering can we actually change our determination to some other activity which will not cause us suffering. If there was no suffering, after performing sinful activities, there'd be no impetus to stop performing sinful activities. Therefore, when someone is suffering, it's very good, because the suffering will help them take shelter of Krishna, or at least consider, perhaps after some time, what is the actual cause of suffering? Why are they suffering? Is there some remedy for the suffering? And then they may become submissive to hear about the actual solution for life's problems. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vita raga baya krodha manmaya mupashitya bahava gyana tapasa putamadvavam agata. Being free from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons of the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus. Actually, that's not the one. Sukeshu vabhanagmanak sukeshu vikatasriya vita raga bayakroda sita dirmun uchite. one who is not disturbed in spite of the threefold miseries, who is not elated when there is happiness, and is free from attachment, fear, and anger, is known as a man of steady intelligence. So unless we experience suffering at the same time, unless we hear about what is the purpose of suffering, unless we understand what the purpose of suffering is, and learn tolerance at the same time by fixing our minds in Krishna consciousness, then either suffering or happiness has no real meaning in the material world, because they're both waste of time. The very things that are causing us to be so-called happy now will in the future be the cause of our suffering. And the cause of our suffering now, if it makes us humble and obedient to the laws of God, will in the future be the cause of our happiness. So in the material world, the happiness and distress is actually useless unless it inspires one to become Krishna conscious. So in Kali Yuga, there's maximum suffering and minimum happiness, which is good because there is every chance that after anyone who has any intelligence, who's not completely sinful, when they experience the sufferings of Kali Yuga, they naturally want to take shelter of Krishna, and therefore their road back to the spiritual world is easier in Kali Yuga than in any other era, Yuga, where people will not be so much conscious of the sufferings of material existence, and instead try to enjoy, have more of a propensity to want to enjoy the material world, either grossly or subtly. But of course, without understanding the alternative, namely Krishna consciousness, Kali Yuga will come and go like every other Yuga. People have been here since time immemorial, the living entities, and they apparently haven't learned anything. And those who have learned something, they're not here anymore. And those who are here, some of them will learn, some of them won't. But in any case, it's all being perfectly arranged by Krishna. Every particular yuga, every particular circumstance, every moment is perfectly arranged with the idea of inspiring us to use our free will to turn to Krishna. And if we don't do that, it doesn't matter what we do, pious, impious, whatever we do in the material world, ultimately it's all going to be a waste of time. But we shouldn't be disturbed if we see suffering going on in the material world, because we should understand it's part of Krishna's process. We shouldn't be envious when we see people enjoying, because Krishna is also inspiring them to understand that if they do the right thing, then they get a better position. So everything is being perfectly arranged by everyone, for everyone, at every moment, so we should become satisfied. Tattenu kampam susamikshamano unjane vatmakritam vipakam ridvagvapuvir vidadanamaste jiveta sanmukta padev sadayabha. So, in the material world, shushushmana tate nukampam. So we're looking for Krishna's mercy. That's all we're really looking for, is that Krishna will see that we're actually desirous of going back to the spiritual world and making spiritual progress. And then he'll give us his mercy. He doesn't have to do anything. But because he's by nature merciful, we can expect his mercy, because that's what he's like. He's merciful. He doesn't have to go out of his way thinking, well, should I be merciful to this living entity or not? He seems to be trying, but I'm not in a good mood today. Let him stick around the material world until I get into a better mood. But Krishna is always merciful. He's unaffected by the material energy. And he wants to give us his mercy. Tattenu kampam susamikshamana. But we have to qualify for it. And the first thing is, we have to see things properly. Expanded vision. Sama means equally. Iksha means seeing with the eyes. So we have to see things in relation to Krishna. That's actually vision. Susamikshamana punjana evatmakritam vipakam. And these vipaka, the suffering that we're going through, is due to our previous desires to enjoy the material world. Controlling, enjoying, will simply produce suffering. So we have to understand it is not by accident that this suffering is coming. But tatenu kampam susamikshamano bunjane vatmakritam vipakam ridvagva budir vapubir vid ridvagva vatubir vapubir vidadam namaste. But if we keep on practicing Krishna consciousness, then gradually we'll realize that actually we're not really being affected by the suffering. We're being affected by the suffering because we're not Krishna conscious. And if we practice Krishna consciousness when we're suffering, then we'll become Krishna conscious and the suffering will go away permanently. Diveti san mukta pade sadaiva. And then we'll actually get liberation from all material conceptions of life. So this suffering is an impetus to help us take shelter of Krishna. If we see things properly, if we tolerate, if we take to the process and with our body, mind, and words engage in Krishna's service, then this suffering will simply assist us to go back to the spiritual world as quickly as possible. Without that suffering in Kali Yuga, without the horrors of Kali Yuga, we might think that we can make a nice, happy arrangement here for permanent arrangement for our success in the material world, which will never come. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. And question is that, you know, even while till the time we are at that level of susamikshaman bunj, so you know, how do we keep practicing enthusiastically?
Hari Prabhu's books come to that level. How can you be enthusiastic if you're bewildered by illusion? People are enthusiastic when they're bewildered by illusion. Whatever they're going to do is make them more bewildered by illusion. So we have to get knowledge. In other words, how do we get out of the material world when we're fools? You don't get out of the material world when you're a fool. You get out of the material world when you understand things properly. And if we don't understand things properly, we don't make the effort, then material nature will chastise us and inspire us to understand things properly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already given us the shortcut. We're not going to make it any shorter. We don't like his process. Then you have to go and complain to him. But that's the process. Somehow or another, either by chanting or hearing, we have to understand things properly. Otherwise, there's no way of getting out of the material nature if we understand things improperly. That's why we're in the material nature. Because we don't understand things correctly. Anything else? Yes.
Sir, you know, like, you can chant anywhere, so, like, it doesn't matter, right? Like chant Hare Krishna, right?
If we can actually chant Hare Krishna, yes.
Yes. So like, I was a long time ago in Green Oaks Hospital, and so I heard some people blame Krishna for being in the mental hospital.
Yeah, they blame Krishna for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think the Yamadus will get,
because that's the nature of conditioned soul.
You think
everyone else is bad and they're good.
Mm-hmm. You think Yamadus would get them for blaming Krishna being in the mental hospital?
Well, I don't know if that's the only reason why the Yamadus will get them. There's probably a few other reasons, too.
Uh-huh. Doing some sinful things, right?
Yeah. That's
Say, like, when I was in the hospital, I was blaming Krishna for being in the mental hospital, especially being on quarter meds. Quarter meds means either you take it by mouth or shot or so. That's why I blame Krishna for being in the mental hospital for that.
Yeah, well, you're probably wrong, because Krishna is just fulfilling, giving us the results of what we've done, not what he's done.
Yeah, you think the Yamadutas will get me for blaming Krishna for being in the mental hospital, especially being on a quarter of meds?
Oh, I think they're busy enough, you don't have to worry about it.
Huh?
They're pretty busy in Kali Yuga, so I don't think you have to worry about it.
You don't worry about the Yamadutas, right?
Yeah, just chant Hare Krishna.
Yamadutas not going
to
get
have better people to go after.
They have bad people. They don't go after people who say words, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a Yamaduta, so. But anyhow, if you chant Hare Krishna, less likely they're going to come and visit you. All right, thank you very much. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.